The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back, everybody. This week, I have a very simple message for you. Remarkably simple message for you, okay? But to tell you, first thing I have to do is I have to remind you of what you heard in the first reading, okay? So, can I jog your memory just a little bit? Remember the first reading? It comes to us from Acts of the Apostles. And the one who's speaking is Peter. And this is what he says. "Leaders of the people, you should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ, whom you crucified, that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, that has become the cornerstone. There's no salvation through anyone else, nor any other name under heaven by which we are to be saved." First reading from Acts of the Apostles, St. Peter speaking. And that might not sound like very much of a big deal to you, okay? But I want to tell you, those words are almost miraculous. Let me explain to you why. To understand why, you have to go back to Holy Thursday night. Okay? So come back in your imagination now. It's Holy Thursday night. It's the night before Jesus is going to die. He's on trial for his life in the courtyard of Annas and Caiaphas, the high priest. All the apostles have scattered, scared to death, including St. Peter, who on this Holy Thursday night is warming his hands by a charcoal fire. And suddenly, a woman approaches, points an accusing finger at St. Peter and says, "You're one of his disciples, aren't you?" Peter's paralyzed with fear. He says, no, I'm not. Moments later, another person approaches, says, You are one of his disciples. I even saw you with him in the garden." Peter fires back, "No, you're mistaken, you're wrong." Moment later, a third person speaks up and says, "This is definitely one of his disciples. Even his accent gives him away." To which Peter responds, "I assure you, I do not know the man." Peter's so afraid of the power of Annas and Caiaphas that he's willing to tell three bold-faced lies, even though he knows that as a consequence of what he's done, his best friend is going to get handed over to death. That's what you call a man who's scared to death, okay? Now, fast forward with me. Let's get back to our first reading. St. Peter, saying these bold statements. You know who he's talking to directly when he says these statements? He's talking directly to Annas and Caiaphas, the very people he was so deathly afraid of. And he's saying words that could get him dragged away on the spot to be crucified. And he couldn't care less. Here's a man who is absolutely free from all fear. And you want to know the best part about all this? You know how much time has elapsed between Holy Thursday and the events that you heard in your first reading? 2 months. 2 months. You've got to ask yourself, what the heck happened, right? How do you explain that? What happened? Well, the short answer is that St. Peter has been transformed by the grace of God. He's let himself be transformed. He's not fighting anymore. He's not insisting that his will be done. And that lets God's grace transform him. St. Peter has become the man God created him to be. And it's powerful. Right? It's powerful and it's greatly good. Happened to St. Peter. Happened to all of the apostles. It's happened to every saint down through history. And it's supposed to happen to you as well. Which leads me to my very simple point for the day, okay? Because we're celebrating today the fourth Sunday of Easter. It's popularly known as Good Shepherd Sunday, and that's because every year on the fourth Sunday of Easter, you always hear this beautiful image of Christ the Good Shepherd. I am the shepherd, you are the sheep, our Lord says. The most beautiful images, one of the most beloved images, has been etched in marble, it's been lyricized and set to music. All the Renaissance masters have depicted it. It's been inlaid in beautiful golden mosaic. Everybody loves the image of Christ the Good Shepherd, yeah? Yeah. You want to know partly the reason why everybody loves the image of Christ the Good Shepherd? It's because people don't fully realize that when Jesus says you're a sheep, he ain't paying you no compliments, okay? People don't fully realize that. I had a chance to live in close proximity to sheep and their shepherds. I was in a very rural part of Mexico for 3 months. Three things I learned about sheep that summer. Number one, it's true, sheep really do know the voice of the shepherd. It's incredible. I saw this flock of sheep, and they're all gathered, all bunched up, and the shepherd calls one sheep by name. And this little guy, he makes his way through the flock of the sheep, and he goes right up to the shepherd. They really do know the voice of the shepherd. Second thing I learned is that sheep are incredibly docile. I got a chance to hold a little lamb. Right? And I tell you, when you pick up this little lamb, his little spindly legs, they fold right up underneath him and they feel like a couple of tree branches or twigs. And you're carrying him in your arms as you're cradling this little ball of fluff. Totally docile. Third thing I learned about sheep is that sheep are inexpressibly stupid. So the one day the sheep came in at the end of the day and they're going into their little enclosure and they have to pass through this little door. And the shepherd, he says to me, watch this. And he takes his staff, right? And he puts his staff in front of the door where they have to go through so that every sheep has to leap over the shepherd's staff to get into the enclosure. And then he goes, now watch this. And he pulls back the staff. And the sheep keep leaping where the staff used to be just because the sheep in front of them was doing it. And I said to him, what's it like to be a shepherd? And he says, let me tell you, without me, the sheep are dead. Really. They'll fall into a ravine. They'll get hit by a truck. They'll fall off the ledge of a rock. Without me, the sheep are dead. However, they follow me. They know my voice. They know my scent. They know what I look like. They know my hand gestures. And when I move, they respond. And that is how we need to be with Christ the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. And that is my very simple point for the day. Because here's a fact. You might not like this fact, but here's a fact. The fact is we are all dumb sheep, honestly. Really, we are. And we do what everybody else is doing. You might think you're all bold and independent as you do precisely the same thing as everybody else around you. But here's the facts. You know that Homo sapiens have 200,000 years of history as hunter-gatherers. We've learned that going along with the flock is key to surviving. We've learned how to do that. We don't want to buck the trend. We want to go along. So the only question then is, whose voice are we all listening to? Because I'm telling you, there's lots of voices in society. They act just like shepherds. When they speak, people respond, right? Politicians, business leaders, entertainers, celebrities. They hiccup, right? The world responds. But what we have to ask ourselves is whose voice are we following? Those people, they might want money from you. They might want your vote. They might want your attention. But they don't know you. They don't love you. And they sure as heck won't give up their life for yours. But Jesus Christ will. What we want to do, brothers and sisters, we want to listen to the voice of Christ. If you want to become who God created you to be, surrender to it. If you want to be wealthy, if you want to be powerful, if you want everybody to sing your praises, you go ahead and listen to all those other voices. But if you want to become like St. Peter, you want to become transformed to the person God made you to be, then surrender to the voice of the shepherd as he teaches us authentically through the church, which speaks with his own authority, and receive the grace and the strength he wants to give you through the sacraments that is his own life. And that is my very simple point for the day. That's it. And we don't do this just for ourselves, by the way. We do this for the good of all those we love. Jesus says here in the scriptures, I have other sheep that don't belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice. See, every time I read that, people after Mass, they ask me, yeah, well, who's Jesus talking about when he says that? So let me preemptively answer the question for you. You know who Jesus is talking about when he says that? Who are the other sheep? Those are all the Gentile nations of the world who for all the future centuries and all the distant lands and corners of the world will one day hear his voice and follow him. He's talking about you and me. Because the sheep that are of his flock, those are the people of Israel. He's talking about you and me. And that goes to make one more very important point. Each one of us in our lives plays the role of a shepherd for somebody else. And you are only good to them in as much as you yourself are surrendered to the voice of Christ. Listen, otherwise it's the blind leading the blind. So I stand up here before you here today, and you know, I even got a title of pastor, which is, you know, like a directly a shepherd-sheep kind of relationship thing going on. But I want to tell you, I am first and foremost a sheep of his flock. And I am only good for you inasmuch as I'm following the Lord. That's it. If I'm not following him, I'm not any good for you at all. And truth be told, that's the way you are for one another. Parents have been given a shepherding role over their children. And to a lesser extent, spouse to spouse, or friend to friend, or family member to family member, you are only good for them inasmuch as you're following the Lord. Otherwise, it's blind leading the blind. Several years ago, I was in a previous parish. And it was time for our second graders to make their first communion. And it was time for our second graders to make their first confession. So I'm in there hearing confessions, okay? I'm the one hearing confessions, and second grader after second grader, they're coming in to make their very first confessions when suddenly a full-grown man walks in. Sits down across from me in the confessional. He looks at me, I look at him, and I say, "You're the biggest second grader I've ever seen. What are you doing here?" And he says, "Well, let me tell you, Father, my kid is one of those who's making his first communion. And I'm beginning to recognize that my kid is doing what I do. He's taking after my example, and I need to get my act together for his good." And that's a good shepherd, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. You know, the gospel was not originally written in English. You know that, of course. It was originally written in Greek. Not in Latin, not in Hebrew. It was originally written in Greek. And when they use the word good for good shepherd, the Greek word they use is kalos. You know, kalos means a lot more than just good. It also means noble, wonderful, beautiful. It also means perfect. Think about that. Christ, your noble shepherd, wonderful shepherd, beautiful shepherd, perfect shepherd. Let's listen to his voice, ladies and gentlemen, and follow wherever he leads, because he's going to lead us safely home. Amen.